morning, Tucson and Southern Arizona. Happy Monday to you, November 30th. We are back after Thanksgiving here in the 10-3 The Voice studio. I'm your host, Zach Yenser, for this hour of Tipping Point, daily in-depth news, conversation, and talk about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. And happy to be doing it with you every day, 9 to 10 during drive time here in the morning, reaching you wherever you listen or stream on 1030 The Voice or KVY.com, Monday through Friday, drive time here. And happy to be back in studio. Tom, good morning to you, sir. Welcome back. Hope it was a restful weekend for you as well.
It was there.
It was there.
That's not gonna be, there were some good things and some bad things, and you know, it was a weekend. And but you know, Monday comes for all of us.
Monday comes for all of us.
It
yes.
came hard for me this morning.
Yes,
so
it did. I thought I had a hard Monday morning, but I came in and heard your tales of things, and I feel a little bit better about where I'm at today.
It's been entertaining. Just keep your electronics away from me this morning. I guess.
Right, there we go. It's all on this side of the glass. Well, again, good morning to you, and looking forward to this week. We have a full week. Looking forward to celebrating later this week the opening of the new Tech Park facility in Oro Valley. Today, I'm excited to have in Ultra Air Conditioning and Ben's Bells, their collaboration and work this season. We'll also talk to the founder and organizers of IMU 360. Mike Rowe has almost 2 million views on the video that he did right here in Tucson with collaborating with TPD and IMU 360. So excited to have them on the air to speak to it as well. That will all kick off here in a minute. But I wanted to start here on maybe a bit of a brighter note, not a Pollyannish vote note, but a little bit of a lighter note. Now, I learned this week, over the weekend, a history of Thanksgiving Day that I did not know until just a few days ago. And I thought I would share it because I thought it was really impactful and I think encouraging to who we are and where we are today to kick off our week here. But of course, I learned as a kid in the history books about the pilgrims and the first peoples and how that was a day of Thanksgiving. But that was not the origin of Thanksgiving Day. And I didn't know this. I'm kind of mad at my history books. There would be periods of time where there would be days of Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving Day as a nationally recognized holiday was not a thing until the mid-19th century. I had no idea about this. There was a woman named Sarah Josepha Hale who wrote the rhyme, "Mary Had a Little Lamb." That's kind of her claim to fame. But she decided to make a campaign for a Thanksgiving holiday. Starting in 1846, Sarah Josepha Hale wrote letters to every president beginning in 1846 asking for an annual day of thanks to unite the nation. She wrote articles, she did campaigns all across the country. It wasn't until President Abraham Lincoln in 1863 that anybody took her up on the idea. It was just after the Battle of Gettysburg, and Mr. Lincoln declared a national day of Thanksgiving to celebrate the Union's victories in the Civil War. His proclamation said it was, quote, "fit and proper that the country should give thanks for success in a war that would eventually mean a large increase of freedom." This was the year that the Emancipation Proclamation had really reframed the war into a battle against slavery. And in the Gettysburg Address, which preceded Thanksgiving Day, the president talked about the Declaration of Independence, creating an America dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equally. Also an abolitionist herself, Miss Hale spoke about the effects of slavery and about how the Civil War could reunite the nation on a new and higher plane of freedom. This continued, this nationally recognized year after year day of Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Day, which was nationalized only in the mid-19th century, The South remained suspicious of what they called a Yankee abolitionist holiday. When early Reconstruction-era governors proclaimed Thanksgiving days in the South, many white individuals ignored them, even while newly freed black people and Republicans feasted. It took days before Thanksgiving became a truly national holiday, and decades after that, before most of the country layered on the tradition of the Pilgrims and Indians as part of that holiday. I had never heard this history before, and it was Thursday that I read this article, and I went, man, that's an amazing history. And I think it just reminds me that as a people, we have a history like anybody else that has a lot of spots on it. But I think we as an American people have always been guided by this compass of what one author calls a peerless ideal, an expansion of freedom to ever greater numbers of people. We've failed many times along the way, but time after time, we are always looking back to figure out how we as a people can continue to create more opportunity, more equality, more freedom for our people, for our neighbors, for our fellow states' neighbors, for our country. And I think during a difficult time, a difficult climate in our country, I think it's really cool just to think back on how many times we try to get it right, even as often we don't always get it right. We're always trying. We're a good people and a great country. And I just wanted to encourage us with that story today, real history that I never knew.
You know, Zach, it's always interesting to find out the genesis of these things, and one of my degrees is in history, so I'm always interested in that stuff. And it wasn't on the fourth Thanksgiving or the fourth Thursday of the month, Thanksgiving, until FDR put it there. So he's the one who set the day that we now all know and look forward to. And, you know, it's interesting to hear how things, as time passes, how the layers change. Like, this was not originally, had nothing to do with Pilgrims, Plymouth Rock, Native Americans, you know, and that's, it really was a day set aside to just express gratitude. Mm-hmm. And I think we lose that. We lose that in the football and the turkey and the family gatherings, and then the family fights at the family gatherings. But it's just, it is nice to take some time, and we all should take some time to just set aside and try to express some gratitude for what we do and don't have in our lives. We all certainly don't have everything we want, right, but I guess that gives you a reason to keep going.
Absolutely. So hopefully that's an encouraging note, and we're going to keep tapping into Mr. Callahan here for our history on the daily and on the weekly. But there's a little bit of history for you. A day of unity around gratitude began at a time when we were looking at how do we create greater opportunity and equality and freedom for people. That's the American story. We're still writing that story. We've got a lot of chapters yet to write, but we're on our way. Let's go to our first break of the hour. When we come back, we will be with Ryan Shirley from Ultra Air Conditioning and Ben's Bells to talk about their collaboration during this season. Also, this weekend was hot and it was cold. You got to get your heater and AC both working well. We're going to cover all of it when we come back with our friends at Ultra Air Conditioning. We'll be right back.
Local news and talk all day, every day. 10:30, The Voice.
In 1994, the University of Arizona took the bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. With over 25 years of success, Tech Parks Arizona continues to advance innovation. Whether it's 40 startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new Tech Park at the Bridges that just broke ground, they are integral in shaping the future of Southern Arizona. Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business. Tucson, your Tucson Museum of Art is now open to you following COVID safety protocols. Experience the Arizona Biennial, featuring 86 emerging and internationally recognized artists in a variety of media. Shop at the museum store for unique gifts that will stand out this holiday season, from jewelry and accessories to housewares and art supplies, puzzles and games and more. Or give the gift of an annual museum membership to skip gift wrapping and shipping. Visit them at 140 North Main Avenue next to Cafe a la Carte.
Hi, Hi, my name is Shanae with HR Resolve. Whether you are a self-employed individual or hire up to 35 employees, HR Resolve is your small business corporate office. We are locally owned, providing everything from general administrative and accounting services to payroll services and hiring. I started out just me, grew my company right here in Tucson, and want to help you succeed too. Call me and the HR Resolve team at 520-867-8384 to get started.
Hot, then cold, back to warm. This winter looks to be a drier and warmer one with intermittent cold snaps. So it's more important than ever to make sure your heating and cooling unit is working well. Ultra Air Conditioning can help make sure everything's working properly, pumping clean and purified air in your home as we head into the holidays. Give us a call at 520-392-8008 to hear about this Ultra Care's Clean Air Bundle and our partnership with Ben's Bells. Don't go hot or cold this holiday season. Call 392-8008. Hey Tucson, Zach Yenser here, and I'm excited to celebrate a business that is near and dear to my heart and making it through COVID-19 successfully. Decibel Coffee Works is excited to announce they are open again for your business from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the MSA Annex, just a block west of the 10 on Cushing and Avenida del Convento. Come on by for a quick cup of quality roasted hot or cold brew, or get free shipping when you order two or more bags of coffee online. Head to decibelcoffeeworks.com for more info. What are the community stories that define us? Talking about these stories are what Tipping Point is about, and what Storyteller PR, a public relations firm in Tucson, has been doing meaningfully for years in our community. Storyteller PR activates publicity, social media, and event production to establish and strengthen the reputation of Southern Arizona brands and organizations. What story do you need to tell? Visit us at storytellerpr.com to learn more.
With our workforce dispersed to home and the challenges of high unemployment, it's even more difficult to find the right people with the right skill sets. Leading companies are planning how to rebuild their teams and looking for critical talent now. Having a trusted and dedicated talent acquisition partner will give you an edge and have positive impacts on time to hire, retention, and your employment brand. Learn more by visiting yourtalentstore.com and tune into Tipping Point every Thursday morning for advice and insights around workforce pivots.
Trusted local news and talk. 1030, The Voice.
And Tucson, Southern Arizona as well. We are back here. Been looking forward to this conversation for a minute with Helen Gomez from Ben's Bells and Ryan Shirley, Ultra Air Conditioning. And we will answer your question. I know you're all asking is, why are these two in studio at the same exact time? We're going to cover a lot of ground. But I first want to start with Helen. Helen, we've been trying to get you in the studio for a while. We had Jeanette on maybe about a year ago, I think right around the time that maybe you were brought on as the executive director. So let's introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Ben's Bells.
Hi. Well, thank you for having me. I'm Helen Gomez, and I've been with Ben's Bells now for, I'm almost rounding out 2 years now. And the organization right now is, it like most businesses, I'm sure, we're going through a really interesting change to trying to adapt and connect with the community at a distance. So we've been doing a lot of more videos to get our kindness tools out there. And we've been doing take-home volunteer kits, which we cannot keep in stock because everybody's at home. So they want things to do with their kids or their friends or whatever. And so we have these, they're called fab kits. And it's basically a take-home volunteer kit. So people love doing those. And yeah, we've been doing teacher kits for teachers that include masks, Be Kind masks and kindness tools and just a lot of stuff to try and really connect with the community.
Yeah, I have to remember, because I think Ben's Bells is so ubiquitous, but I have to remember that there may be some people who don't know or maybe don't know the latest elevator pitch of Ben's Bells. So what is the mission? What is the vision of Ben's Bells? What are you hoping to do?
So our whole mission is to, what we want to do is we want to inspire and educate people to practice daily acts of kindness, intentional acts of kindness. So the way we look at it is kindness really is, it's like any other skill. People need to practice it in order for it to, you have to keep it at top of mind, because it's not always, you know, I have two kids, and it's always, you know, I tell them it's not easy to, it's easy to be kind to your friends. It's not easy to be kind to people that you don't know, people who maybe aren't as kind to you. So it's a practice. It's just a, you know, that we're always encouraging people to keep at top of mind.
So many people know of Ben's Bells from the Bells. And there's a founding story that is the Ben part, but as an example, tell us about the Bells, and people can tell us about some of that tangible stuff that you do.
So yeah, the most noticeable thing are our bells, and usually what we do is, one thing that most people don't know is the big bell. You can't buy the big bells. You can either, you can only find them, or you can be awarded a bell. So if you've done something kind every week, we have this great program to have people belled, and say, you know, Ryan, I decide that I'm going to nominate him because he's been doing all these great things in the community. We have a committee who looks at all these nominations, and then they decide who gets the bell. So you can get a bell if you're awarded one, or if you find them in the community.
Okay.
And we try to put those bells out probably every month, but twice a year, definitely, we put about 500 bells each time.
I love it. Yeah. My wife found one in Philadelphia.
Oh, very cool.
So these are, you know, all around the country. I mean, this is a nationally known initiative that started right here in Tucson. Mm-hmm. Many people may not know that still, that it started here in Tucson. And it's this organization for an opportunity to help people think more about that real-time kindness and celebrating the kindness of others. It's something I think we really need in this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing people don't realize too is we actually have not just our studio here in Tucson, but we have one in Phoenix and we have one in Connecticut. So, yeah.
Crazy. Executive Director Helen Gomez, Ben's Bells. We'll come back to you in a minute, but I want to answer the question of why is the Executive Director of Ben's Bells and Ryan Shirley of Ultra Air Conditioning in the studio at the same time? So Ryan, do you want to demystify that for us?
Yeah. So about 2 years ago,
Let's get you a little closer to the mic so make sure we can hear you.
Thank you. Yeah. About 2 years ago, we participated in Ben's Bells Kindness Colleagues Program.
Okay.
Which was really cool because it teaches intentional kindness and behavioral changes within the workplace. And specifically, you know, we're always trying to drive, you know, towards goals and or serve at a higher level. But it's how do you sort of communicate, hey, you're not doing as well as you could be doing, or I have a problem with the direction we're headed, or I have a better idea in a way that doesn't make the people around you feel trampled on. So that's sort of what Kindness Colleagues does for us, is it's how to have the conversations that you don't want to have in a way that makes people feel respected. And then, before we did that, we were actually doing their air conditioning, and that's sort of how we started getting to the conversation of hey, we should probably do the Kindness Colleagues as well. And they have a lot of cool data, like as far, from different large corporations who've invested into a kindness program and have awesome documented just growth in positive directions for the whole organization. Yeah, so that's sort of how we're with. Oh, I'm also I'm a board member of Ben's Bells now. It's interesting. I forget because I just sort of like always, him and I sort of talk quite oftenly, and we're always trying to figure out like what the, you know, how I can help, or how just what the next plan is, or you know what the marketing could look like, because I'm also the marketing chair, which is really cool. Thank you for that position.
Man, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So we actually work together pretty often, but that's probably my favorite work. Of course, I do air conditioning, which thank you, Bob Janice, for suggesting that we all sort of come together and make this happen. So he's the owner of Ultra Air, so I just love doing Ben's Bells more than air conditioning, to be completely honest with you.
Hey, Bob, if you're listening, Bob, you know, we can have a conversation.
That's a kind conversation.
Ryan, I love it. And I love Ultra Air Conditioning. I love what you do because of how you and Bob do try not just be a great company. I think you're a great company on your own.
Thank you.
I think you're a really great company because of how you always try to tie in to the community. Those are the organizations that I want to work with, companies that have the greater good in mind. And so many of our businesses in Tucson do as well. I know this is not the feature necessarily of our interview, Ryan, but I did want to touch on the fact that all weekend I was at home and I went back and forth between having the heat on, the heat off, and a fire going.
Yes.
We're about to hit really low temperatures and then we'll be back warmer again. This season is crazy. I need my AC and my heating unit to be working. I need my heat and my cooling to be working really well. Give us the 60-second pitch on kind of the package that you developed for people listening, and then how that ties into Ben's Bells. I want to tie all this up with a nice bow here.
Yeah. So with the heating and cooling, especially in Tucson, that's why we don't get a lot of life out of our systems, is because that's a kind of stress that in most parts of the country that people don't experience. So we developed a 20-point heating and cooling checkup, 20-point heating, 20-point cooling. It's $69, but we pretty much get your system running at top notch as best as we possibly can, because there's always that factor of age in there. Right. But we get it working as best as possible. And really, as a homeowner, the best thing you could possibly do, so you don't have to buy a really expensive brand new unit, is to maintain your existing one. As a homeowner, changing your filter regularly, especially right now with your system kicking back and forth all the time, it's really gonna take a lot of stress off the unit. We really developed the program for that as a $69 20-point tune-up for the heating or cooling side.
I love it. And that's a combination of air purification, my Monday words, Ryan, air purification, air filtration, duct cleaning, duct sealing. It's kind of that all-inclusive, your unit running right.
So, you know, that's sort of, there's two parts to that. So that's going to be more about amperages, pressures in your refrigerant line, making sure your motor's not heating up over temping or losing oil somewhere. And then we can also tie that, if you want to have the conversation of indoor air quality, to duct cleaning, duct sealing. A lot of times you have exposed fiberglass in your airstream. I can usually find it in about 60% of homes. So we would have that conversation, but budget is one of our conversations that always falls into it. So
totally.
We don't want to be that company that feels like we're trying to just constantly move the needle forward. We only want to come in and do exactly what you want us to do.
Got it. Yeah. So I know you do both the upkeep, can install new units, and you also do multifamily and commercial.
Yes.
I know we have some listeners who are in that field as well.
Yes.
And so for any of those needs, just to have Ryan come by and check out your unit, make sure it's working well, where can people kind of find you and get a hold of you for that special package, which if a listener does that, you have a cool customer appreciation program with Ben's Bells where you give away a beautiful bell with every new system or clean air bundle. So that's the connection.
Yes.
So where can people find you?
Best place to find us is on Google. Just Google Ultra Air Conditioning. You can take a look at our website, and also our phone number's on there. You can reach me directly at 520-289-1632. But you can reach me through the office or through my direct phone number. So
I love it. Helen Gomez, we'll come back to you. We're at about a minute and counting. Where can people find out more about Ben's Bells and maybe how to participate in what you're up to this season?
It's really easy, actually. Just go to bensbells.org and you can find ways to support us, whether it's through volunteer work or even purchasing our merchandise, you know, supports our free programming. You can volunteer. All of that sign up is at bensbells.org.
Perfect. Helen Gomez, again, we've probably been trying to connect for probably 6 months. It took Ryan Shirley to make it happen. Ryan, thank you so much. Helen, great to meet you finally. This won't be our last conversation. Ryan, thank you so much for what you do for people in their homes and for our community. I appreciate you guys so much. Bob, if you're listening, that goes for you as well. Thanks, gents, and we'll see you soon.
All right, appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll be back after a short break, a quick segment, and then IMU 360. We'll talk about their session with Mike Rowe right here in Tucson. Crazy stuff. We'll be right back.
News at the top and bottom of every hour. 10:30 The Voice, Tucson's trusted local news and talk.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. The S&P 500 dropping the most in a week. However, it is on track for the best month since April. The rapid pace to a vaccine has given investors the confidence to price in faster economic growth. Signings to buy previously owned homes unexpectedly fell for a second month in a row. October's pending home sales decreased 1.1% from the prior month. Higher prices and a limited number of listings proved to be a speed bump. Shares of clean energy trucking startup Nikola are plunging today. General Motors has scrapped a tentative deal to jointly build an electric pickup truck. Instead, there's now a non-binding agreement for GM to supply hydrogen fuel technology. And Under Armour is hoping it's found its own Michael Jordan. The athletic wear company is launching a brand with basketball superstar Steph Curry. Curry brand will feature sneakers, apparel, and accessories, and a percentage of the revenue will be donated to community development. Courtney Donahoe, Bloomberg.
CBS News Brief. Moderna is the second company to put its coronavirus vaccine before government regulators pressing for emergency use. Health Secretary Azar says it's a big step.
We could be seeing both of these vaccines out and getting into people's arms before Christmas.
The Supreme Court hearing arguments on the Trump administration effort to keep illegal immigrants from being counted in the census. Legal scholar Lori Levinson.
There are close to 11 million people who may go uncounted if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the Trump administration.
President-elect Biden will nominate Janet Yellen to be his Treasury Secretary.
She chaired the Federal Reserve from 2014 through February of 2018 when President Trump decided not to renew her for another 4 years.
That's CBS's Jill Schlesinger. It's Cyber Monday. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger checking the deals.
The biggest promotion, surprisingly, is free shipping because there's a shortage of trucks, there's a shortage of drivers.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
In 1994, the University of Arizona took the bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. With over 25 years of success, Tech Parks Arizona continues to advance innovation. Whether it's 40 startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new Tech Park at the Bridges that just broke ground, they are integral in shaping the future of Southern Arizona. Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business.
Hi, my name is Shanae with HR Resolve. Whether you are a self-employed individual or hire up to 35 employees, HR Resolve is your small business corporate office. We are locally owned, providing everything from general administrative and accounting services to payroll services and hiring. I started out just me, grew my company right here in Tucson, and want to help you succeed too. Call me and the HR Resolve team at 520-867-8384 to get started.
Tucson, your Tucson Museum of Art is now open to you following COVID safety protocols. Experience the Arizona Biennial, featuring 86 emerging and internationally recognized artists in a variety of media. Shop at the museum store for unique gifts that will stand out this holiday season, from jewelry and accessories to housewares and art supplies, puzzles and games, and more. Or give the gift of an annual museum membership to skip gift wrapping and shipping. Visit them at 140 North Main Avenue next to Cafe A La Carte. Support for this program comes from Vantage West Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution dedicated to the mission of making this community too strong to fail. Banks own you, you own us. Vantage West, member NCUA.
This is The Voice, 1030, Tucson's trusted news and talk.
Morning, Tucson, Southern Arizona. Welcome back for another fast-moving, always moves fast, hour of Tipping Point here on 1030 The Voice. I'm your host, Zach Yenser. Daily in-depth news, conversation, and talk about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. And we kicked off the hour talking about the little-known actual history of Thanksgiving Day. And we also talked to Ultra Air Conditioning and Ben's Bells, a great collaboration in our community, and also a trusted partner of this program. They will help you make sure that in these crazy mood swings that is the Tucson weather this winter, that whether it is really warm or really cold, and it's been a little bit of both, that your unit is keeping you safe and that your air is pure when you are in your house for extended periods at a time, which we know so many of us are. Mike Rowe, known for his work on the Discovery Channel series Dirty Jobs and the series Somebody's Gotta Do It, originally developed for CNN, has a special Facebook program. And he was in Tucson to celebrate the work of a great nonprofit called IMU 360. That team from IMU 360 will be on in just a few moments. That video, last time I checked late last week, has almost 2 million views, 2 million views, and a great collaboration with Tucson Police Department as well. I'm so excited to have this conversation. I wanted to make a couple of COVID-19 thoughts and remarks here as we are in the middle of what many call a third wave. Just a couple of remarks that I think have some application locally. I was texting a friend yesterday that this story of how New York City public schools have been trying to navigate the reopening and the opening of schools during COVID-19 has been a wild story to watch. And they are looking at data that I've been looking at and talking about on the show that speaks to the fact that at certain age levels, that elementary schools especially are safer in both directions, that the transmission and also the spread of COVID-19 is lower in children of a younger age, especially. It gets a little bit more complicated when we get to the middle school and high school level, but especially at the elementary school level, that we are seeing some data that is a bit more positive, and not positive in the COVID sense, positive in the non-COVID sense. I know that's a little bit weird, but I thought I would do that for you. But it's been interesting because New York City public schools were one of the first school districts in the country to open up. It was kind of this big celebration. We did everything that they thought was right. We're going to reopen the schools. And then a few weeks ago, there was a level of transmission that broke a barrier that they had set for themselves. They shut everything back down again. And that was a story. It's been a story all the way through. The country's largest school district opens up. Country's largest school district closes down. Well, Mayor Bill de Blasio had a special press conference yesterday announcing that New York City public schools will reopen on December 7th for in-person learning for some students in preschool programs and kindergarten through fifth grades. Middle school and high school students will continue to receive fully remote instruction for now. And it was this really interesting story where they began to realize that they had to somehow balance the fact that children need to be in school for a number of reasons, that they had to adjust some of their metrics, that they had to try and figure out a way to make this work. Now, the district is limiting the reopening to those who have already opted for a mix of remote learning and in-person instruction, and again, leaves out middle and high school students. So there's nuance to it. Again, there is a group of people who want things shut down completely, and there's a group of people that want everything opened up. And I think the answer, and I've said this on the air so many times, is somewhere in the middle. So I messaged a friend of mine who works in the school district system here, not in TUSD, but in one of the school districts, and just said, this has been a wild story to watch because of its twist and turns. And it's something that I would honestly love to see our school districts. I'll just be point blank about it. I'd love to see our school districts get a little bit more creative on this front. Keeping people safe is important. I know there's legalities and liabilities. I know all the factors that goes into this. You know, I take the situation seriously. I wear my mask. I know what we're in. But I think with our kids, we have to figure out what is the best way to provide education to those who need it. And in a data smart way with students and situations that we know where transmission and spread is less. New York City has figured out a way to do it in the midst of what has been a surge, right? So what's interesting is around the world, school districts are figuring out how to continue regular education in as much of a regular way as they can, even during increased spread in a community, because having kids in school is so important for so many ways. Whether you are passionate about equity issues, whether you are passionate about poverty issues, whether you are interested in economic issues and parents and families, whatever your interest is in the community, it all comes to a head. It all dovetails around this conversation of kids in school. And so tracking this New York City story is incredible. I'll keep tracking it. I would love to see a little bit of a mix here locally of whether it's not just all the way open or just hybrid or all the way shut down. It's got to be something, I think, a little bit in the middle. The other thing that I wanted to remark on real quick here before we head to our conversation with IMU 360. And I appreciated the Sentinel, Tucson Sentinel, being clear about this, because we see the headlines of Arizona nearing ICU capacity, that some hospitals have none left. And at the end of the day, if hospitals don't have ICU beds, they don't have ICU beds, right? That's the data point. But of course, what's interesting is we always want to measure which of those are COVID patients and which of those are just patients in the ICU. And the Tucson Sentinel reported that currently 27% of ICU beds are in use by COVID patients. That's a 17% increase from last week and a 50% increase from 2 weeks ago. July 7th, over 50% of ICU beds are being used by COVID patients. So what's interesting to me there is that we are seeing a surge of cases that is on par with the summer, but we're seeing half the hospital bed capacity, which at this point is good news. The bad news is that our ICU beds are limited. The bad news is that we don't have enough nurses and frontline workers on site. There's a variety of reasons why that isn't happening. We need to figure out how we increase our frontline worker capacity, which has really diminished from years past, right? So there are no excuses being made here. I'm not trying to drive home a point. As much as I'm saying, we have to look below the top line data as this surges. And we are seeing half the hospital capacity being used at a similar surge level than we were in the summer, which is good because our hospitals are having better processes. We're seeing faster diagnoses. We're seeing more specific care. These are all good things. If anything, I can imagine the governor coming out and saying we might need to pull back on surgeries that are by choice, right? Those elective surgeries, because we have the capacity for more COVID patients by far. We have the level of care we need. We may need to pull back on some of the other ICU cases. So lots of dynamics here. I bring this up to say there's a lot of data points to consider, and I've always been concerned that there's only three or four that we really focus on in the news, focus on as a community. There's probably eight or nine that have to be taken into account. And that story in the Sentinel today just brought that back up to mind. So we usually take Mondays to kind of take a broad 30,000 foot look at some of the key issues in front of us. That's what we're doing in the midst of some great conversations with great community partners doing good work in our community, and a team doing exactly that is up next. IMU 360 is our next conversation to close out our hour after a short break to talk about a really cool event that happened right here in Tucson that we'll tell you all about when we return here on 1030. The Voice. Don't go anywhere.
Your source for trusted local news and talk. 1030, The Voice.
The Why I Love Where I Live team has one wish for you this holiday season: to find joy wherever you are. As a local retail store celebrating community, what better way to end a difficult year than by buying your Christmas gifts locally and giving friends and family reminders of what makes Tucson and our community great. From books to jewelry to clothing, hats, gifts for kids, and everything in between, visit the retail store this holiday season at 267 South Avenida del Convento or online at whyiloveWhereILive.com. Hot, then cold, back to warm. This winter looks to be a drier and warmer one with intermittent cold snaps. So it's more important than ever to make sure your heating and cooling unit is working well. Ultra Air Conditioning can help make sure everything's working properly, pumping clean and purified air in your home as we head into the holidays. Give us a call at 520-392-8008 to hear about this Ultra Care's Clean Air Bundle and our partnership with Ben's Bells. Don't go hot or cold this holiday season. Call 392-8008. Hey Tucson, Zach Yenser here, and I'm excited to celebrate a business that is near and dear to my heart and making it through COVID-19 successfully. Decibel Coffee Works is excited to announce they are open again for your business from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the MSA Annex, just a block west of the 10 on Cushing and Avenida del Convento. Come on by for a quick cup of quality roasted hot or cold brew, or get free shipping when you order two or more bags of coffee online. Head to DecibelCoffeeWorks.com for more info.
Tucson, if you're like me and my family, COVID-19 has made us take a hard look at our finances and financial planning. If that's you too, give my friends at MassMutual a call at 274-3749. They can help you navigate through these challenging times, integrate your insurance and investments with a purpose and a plan, and create a holistic financial strategy that works for you. Call them at 274-3749 to get started.
It's the holiday season, and Jones Photo is your partner for giving and getting the gift of great art and photography. Whether it's taking the best family photo this year or printing and framing great shots of the desert Southwest and urban landscapes as amazing gifts, Jones Photo is here for all your photography, framing, printing, and learning and education needs. Don't miss out on the season and support local. Head to jonesphoto.com for more information.
In 1994, the University of Arizona took the bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. With over 25 years of success, Tech Parks Arizona continues to advance innovation. Whether it's 40 startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new tech park at the Bridges that just broke ground, they are integral in shaping the future of Southern Arizona. Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business. Support for this program comes from Vantage West Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution dedicated to the mission of making this community too strong to fail. Banks own you, you own us. Vantage West, member NCUA.
Tucson's source for trusted news and talk. 1030, The Voice.
Good morning, Tucson and Southern Arizona. We are back for our last segment of the hour. Many of you know Mike Rowe, the name Mike Rowe, by his Discovery Channel series, Dirty Jobs, and the series Somebody's Gotta Do It, originally developed for CNN. He now has a Facebook Watch show, a series where he travels the country in search of remarkable people making a difference in their communities. And the team earlier this month headed to Tucson, Arizona, right here to meet Desiree Cook, founder of IMU 360. Desiree is on a mission to ensure that the most vulnerable youth and families have their personal hygiene needs met by providing them care kits. These kits help develop self-esteem, confidence, and overall well-being. Millions of views later, millions of people have heard about Tucson, Arizona, and the great work being done here by so many wonderful people like Desiree and Michelle as well, on the air doing good work. Desiree, Michelle, well, good morning to you. We'll start with Desiree. Hello, how are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for having us. We are truly honored.
Thank you for pointing eyeballs from around the country here to Tucson. We are a caring community. We know it. Now the rest of the country does as well. Michelle, good morning to you. I want to welcome you on the air.
Good morning, Zach. How are you?
Doing well. It's great to hear from both of you, a dynamic duo at IMU 360. There's so much good work that you're doing. Let's start, Desiree, with an overview of IMU 360 and tell us the story about how you got the attention of one Mr. Mike Rowe.
Super humbled for that opportunity. A company from New York had reached out and said they wanted to do a documentary. And they said that they saw some good work that we were doing on social media. I guess they search on a national level for people, you know, do-gooders. And they reached out, which was about 5 months ago, and we would talk periodically, and they would request pictures. And then finally, probably early November, I would say, they were like, we're ready. Things are a little crazy because of COVID, but we want to highlight and do a documentary. So that's exactly what we thought it was. Didn't even know that for 5 months they were actually working with our partner, Tucson Police Department, for the whole 5 months and bringing us to date of them surprising us with a van wrapped in our logo so that we can do the work on a larger scale and serving families and youth in need in our community of van style.
I love it. Michelle, I want to get you in on this, and please say your last name for us so that I don't mess it up.
It's Michelle E. Hickbarrow.
I have known Michelle for so many years, but I only say her last name once every 1 or 2 years, and it's not enough sometimes for it to stick, Michelle.
And you got to ask my husband how to say it, because I'm probably still saying it wrong. You know, I'm married
into
that age, so.
Oh, man. He's the best. Inside joke there, Michelle. But I did want to ask you about the Tucson Police Department connection, because they were a huge part of this surprise. And I've seen you post so many times about the collaboration between IMU 360 and Tucson Police Department. Give us a glimpse of that relationship and how that played into this amazing story.
Wow. So with Veronica Vernaccio from KGUN 9, she introduced us to a lady named Margot. And Margot works at the Tucson Police Department. They came with us to pack bags one day at the Boys and Girls Club, and Margot was very impressed with our mission, very impressed with Desiree and the passion that we have for our community. So she set an appointment for us to meet Chief Hall. The crazy thing about this appointment was that this appointment was set before George Floyd died. Amazing thing is that our appointment was set a few days after that, and Chief Hall still kept our appointment. With all of the chaos going on in the world after this man's death, this chief could have canceled our appointment. He still allowed us to come into the police station and talk to him about our three biggest projects and, of course, how we could just change the dynamic between the community and the officers. Really, that's how that relationship came about. And obviously, we got really, really close with Margot. The people doing the documentary for Mike Rowe noticed that Margot was just an ally, and they reached out to her so that the Tucson Police Department can be part of this big, big surprise for Desiree and IMU 360.
Amazing. Desiree, do you want to follow up on that at all? And then Michelle mentioned three big initiatives that IMU 360 does. This has been, is birthed so much out of your life experience and your vision for the community. So Desiree, any thoughts on the TBD connection? And then what are the three big things that you're working on right now for our young people in this community?
So for me, it was personal, you know, especially with my background, and to now have the Tucson police in unity and kind of seeing it from a different lens and seeing people inside out rather than, you know, in the barcode light, and removing the barcode stigma and really having those honest dialogues, especially because of my personal experiences. You know, all people aren't bad. That's just like all police are not bad. And so it's just really organic conversations that we have. But then we're also having the opportunity to introduce our Speak Love language to the officers. And again, you know, seeing things differently, being able to be self-empowered, because they do have a very difficult, challenging job. And then also having positive thinking as they're doing their job. And then, you know, making friends, I should say, lifetime friends with people within our community as they're giving the bags out. Also, as they're doing the curriculum with some of our most vulnerable youth in our community, such as group homes and things of that nature, which will definitely last a lifetime. And having an officer that, you know, could be a mentor and someone that they can go to.
We're with Desiree Cook, with Desiree and Michelle both this morning. Desiree is the founder and executive director of IMU 360. Michelle, is, I've just seen both of you as a dynamic duo on social media, just really making this amazing, amazing dream work here. One of the inspirations, there's actually multiple, and we'll probably do another segment together. I'd love to if you're willing. But one of the inspirations to get you both on today was Mike Rowe, who is on a mission to find people who are caring for their community around the country, came to Tucson, collaborated with Tucson Police Department to surprise your organization and recognize you nationally. Millions of eyeballs later, people are seeing the good work that you are doing. And well-deserved. Desiree, I want to stick with you for a minute, and then maybe we can end with Michelle as well. But what are the three big initiatives that you are doing right now?
One, with the hygiene empowerment bag, again, you know, going back to Tucson Police Department and them actually giving out bags. But then also we're able to increase our numbers with the van and go to Tohono O'odham Nation, the different reservations that are really experiencing, you know, crisis during COVID and really expanding the hygiene piece. But then also now training all officers in our curriculum, especially with the Black Lives Matter movement and COVID, there's a lot of heaviness amongst our officers. So this gives them a chance by going through our curriculum, a chance to kind of reinvent themselves, get in a better headspace, and just kind of look at things in a different level. Also, we're super excited about our small home experience, which is focused on 18 to 20-year-olds that have experienced or are experiencing homelessness or aged out of foster care. Those are the forgotten ones, and it is time really for us to put the spotlight on those youth that have fell through the cracks and help them with life skill development. All the things that whoever was taking care of them or their parents have dropped the ball and have not had the ability to teach them, we're going to fill that gap by showing them safe sex, cooking, nutrition, banking, credit, you know, time management, all the missing pieces to help be a well-rounded adult and help them be sewn back into the fabric of our community. They can live in our tiny homes for 2 to 3 years. They'll be working. We're always encouraging secondary education as well as community service during this 2 to 3 years. We will be saving a portion of their rent in the escrow account. So at the end of the 2 to 3 years, because everybody grows different, 2 years may not be enough. Some may need that third year to really be reintroduced to their community. And at the end of the program, they will have enough. They'll work with Michelle and other real estate and different agents, I should say, and different lenders. Jamie Booth is one of them. They'll be able to purchase their first home, whether that be a condo, townhome, whatever their vision is. But literally, we're taking them from couch surfing or being having that sense of abandonment and now, again, reintroducing them. Wow. But then, more importantly, having a home. And to us, that is how we break generational cycles.
Yes.
And create generational change right here in Tucson, Arizona. Keep in mind, Zach, there's 7,000 homeless youth right here in our backyard. Yep. And 3,000 foster care. It is time for us to rise up. We have donated over $500,000 since our existence in 2014. And we feel it is time for city, county, and state to rise with us. It's not IMU360's problem. This is our problem. And so we're just asking for those that are open-minded to invest in us with something new and innovative with a holistic approach and help us plant seeds so that we can watch them grow and become fruitful.
I love it. Michelle, you are a dynamic duo with Desiree. You are the board president of IMU 360. We've got 1 minute left, so I'm going to close with you, Michelle. How can people support the work of IMU 360 and even watch that video we keep talking about with Mike Rowe?
Well, they can go to Returning the Favor on Facebook Watch, and the show will come up, and you'll see that it'll say Tucson, Arizona. You'll see the whole surprise. It was amazing because I had to keep it under wraps. The best way to donate to our cause is by going to www.imu360.org. The great thing about the website is that it gets updated probably weekly. So actually, you can go to the website and see the episode on the website. You can donate to your cause. Like Desiree said, we have three big projects, which is the hygiene kits, the empowerment curriculum, and the tiny home experience, the small home experience. So whichever one pulls at your heart, just help us out. Like Desiree said, it's our community's problem, not IMU360's problem.
I love it. I love the timely call to action as so many of us are figuring out how do we give and invest to our community right now. You are a great place to make that investment. Michelle, Desiree, thank you both so much, and we'll talk soon.
KVOI Cortero, AM 1030, the voice of Tucson. Trusted local news and talk. A Bustos Media Station.